for your health and well-being, join us on Health and Happiness on your local station, 88.6 Plenty Valley FM. And welcome to our Health and Happiness segment. And we're featuring today Tanya Kabutsa and her daughter Mariam. And Tanya is actually the Relations and Content Ambassador at Al Sirat College in Epping. And she's here to talk about the great bike ride. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Denise.
Thanks for coming in. It's great to see you again.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Now, you're involved once again with the Great Cycle Challenge. This has been going for 7 years.
That's right.
And as I know, this is your seventh time.
That's correct.
At doing it. So you've been there since the very beginning. What got you involved with it in the first place?
It started that year in 2013 as the initial inaugural event. I had a very good year of bike riding. I just rediscovered my love for mountain biking in Australia. Because I've been mainly commuting in Germany before that. And I did a 50 kilometers cross-country race for the first time in my life in 2013. So I was fit at that year. And then some posts popped up on social media and saying, join the Great Cycle Challenge to raise funds for kids fighting cancer. So I thought, well, I'm commuting anyway. I love riding. Why not put my muscle power to a bigger purpose and help raising funds? And it was an amazing first year. I thought we raised maybe $500. We ended up with over $3,500 in the first year.
It's amazing.
It was mind-blowing. And it was the best fundraiser I've ever participated in. It's rewarding. It's you do something for your fitness and you give support and raise awareness for these kids and their families suffering from childhood cancer.
Now, you've got your daughter involved in it as well.
That's right.
And she's been on quite a few bike rides too, I understand.
Yes, she had to actually step up a bit because I had a few surgeries in the last 3 years and I had a disc injury as well. So while I couldn't ride, Mariam was my backup and she rode quite a bit for me as well. And help me in fundraising, which is amazing.
So were you registered separately or together?
I'm registered under my name. Mariam is joining in. It's just that it stayed from the initial year because you have a tally on the fundraising page.
Yep.
It shows you how many kilometers we have ridden in all those 7 years and how much money we have raised in total. So then, it's under my name, but it's actually the two of us doing it together.
So how many kilometres have you
ridden
in all those years?
I think it's 2,600 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
I should actually know. I should have looked it up.
I should have looked, so you could actually tell me. But,
yes.
It just came to mind as you were, talking about it just then. I was very curious as to how many kilometres you might clock up. Now, is there a set number of kilometres
A good thing about it. So the entry is free. If anyone listening in would like to join us, it's called Great Cycle Challenge. And you can just jump online. It's www.greatcyclechallenge.com.au. And the entry is free. And you choose yourself how much you want to ride throughout the whole month of October. So it's not like you have to ride every single day. If you're commuting to work or if you have kids that ride to school once a week, every single day, it's up to you. So you set your own fundraising goal of how much you think you can do. Could be $50, could be $100, could be $1,000. And you also decide on how much you want to ride throughout the month.
So do you set yourself realistic challenges? Have you ever struck a year perhaps where you thought, I'm not going to make that challenge?
Yeah, I the second year was the biggest. I calculated how long it would take from our house or from Al Sirat College all the way to the fundraising organization, which is the Children's Medical Research Institute. They're based in Westmead in Sydney. And that was 1,061 kilometers. So that was my goal for that year. And yeah, we nailed it actually.
So you must project plan that out a bit so that you do so many kilometres a day and have so many rest breaks and things like that, because that'd be fairly grueling.
Yeah, that was like a virtual. I mean, we rode on the trails here. We usually kick off with a family holiday. That's become a tradition, going to forest or in that area and just take to the mountain bike trails around forest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a keen mountain biker with the family. So I do ride on the road, but I prefer off-road riding.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Mariam? How are you feeling about the bike challenge this year?
We've done a few, so it should be all right this year. Hopefully we get more donations.
Do you do exactly the same distances as your mum, or do you sort of have your own idea on how many kilometres you can ride?
Not really. We're kind of joined together as a group.
Yep.
So it's pretty much just teamwork.
I expect it's a bit safer that way as well.
Yeah, that's true.
To go together
definitely,
as a group.
Definitely.
So did you do that 1,000 kilometres that year, up to Sydney that year?
No. She joins me in mountain biking on trails when we go for trips or just on the bike paths here. There have been creek trails and to and from school.
What's the biggest challenge that you've actually had in the whole bike ride, in any one of them over the years?
I don't know. Sometimes you get kind of tired and you just want to take a break, but there's like still a while to go, so you have to keep going. So that's kind of tiring sometimes.
Okay. You never sort of run into any wildlife or, had a bit of trouble with motorists getting in the way? Or
No, that's a good thing about riding off-road. We see wallabies and we had one koala, I think, and one wombat that we come across, which is always beautiful.
That's no snakes or anything like that?
No.
Oh,
thank God.
That's fortunate.
So far, so good.
That's good. I don't wish that. I don't like snakes myself.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you've been in the event for 7 years, and how much have you raised over that time?
The figure has just gone up to $30,000 overnight.
That's amazing.
We had a lovely donation coming in last night, over $300.
Congratulations.
So thank you. We're hoping to push that number a bit further, so not stopping there, because really it is every dollar that we raise brings us one step closer to finding a cure for childhood cancer and creating a world, hopefully one day, where there is no cancer and no family suffering from cancer.
In its totality, what sort of money is actually raised in for the whole event from everyone?
Yes, well, the cycle challenge, as I said before, it started in 2013. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the years, we have over 55,000 cyclists, riders joining in.
That's got to be a lot of money.
Yes. So the last 6 years, we had $16.3 million raised for the Children's Medical Research Institute. And we're hoping to push that number up to over $20 million raised by the end of October. So that's the goal.
that is marvellous. I want to ask too, have you heard anything back from the people you're raising money for about the outcomes of that money going to the sorts of research it's going to and whether the progress is being made?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you do get, when you sign up, you do get information from the organizers, from the Children's Medical Research Institute. They keep you posted and they're always having a couple of kits that they feature. So over the course of the years, you do get to know some of the children. There's Levy, there's Brody, Ruby, little Ivar, who we have unfortunately lost a couple of weeks ago, wasn't even 2 years old. So you kind of get to know these families. And of course, there's everyone that knows about cancer. I'm quite sure we all know at least one case where we have been touched by cancer, or we know someone that suffers from cancer. Yep. And sadly, also, it's not just that one person that's been diagnosed with cancer, but it's also, in case of the children, it's their family being impacted, the siblings, relatives, school friends, sports clubs, and not forgetting the doctors and nurses that deal with cancer patients as well on a daily basis. So it has a big impact on whole communities, sadly.
How do people actually get involved in it now? If somebody's listening that may have been thinking about it and now all of a sudden have been inspired by you and want to help as well, how do they get involved?
As I said, you just jump on their website, www.greatcyclechallenge.com.au, and then it has a button saying sign up now or register. So it's absolutely free. you set your own goals and then you just take action. Yeah. And it's really, I cannot encourage you enough to join the course. It's really beautiful.
What about motivation? Is there anybody behind the scenes motivating you to do it, or is it just yourself self-motivated?
No, we keep getting updates, as I said, via email. There's Facebook groups. There's a Great Cycle Challenge, in short, it's GCC, Friends of Oz. It's an amazing community of, I don't know how many people are on there, probably not all 12,000 that have signed up for this year, but it's a few thousand people there. They're encouraging each other. They're sharing fundraising ideas. There's also Julie. Thank you, Julie Lamb from the Children's Medical Research Institute. She keeps up as posted with emails. I'm in personal contact with her.
Okay, so there's plenty of support.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. It's a really wonderful. It's a real movement of people joining up to fight childhood cancer.
Well, you're pretty recognizable when you're on your bikes, because I'm holding here in this. You can't see it yourself, but it's a beautiful sky blue T-shirt with "I'm riding to fight kids cancer."
That's
great,
right.
Cycle Challenge 2019, and sponsored there by the Children's Medical Research Institute.
Yes, and Mariam's wearing the jersey.
And she's wearing the jersey, which is pretty flash in itself as well. And you get that when you finish the cycle race, or is this also another option?
Yeah, it's part of the so the T-shirts is it's an option that everyone can purchase one for $30.
That's what I was
And
thinking.
That money goes towards the institute as well. And if you raise over $500, you get a free jersey that you can choose your own size as well.
Yeah.
And then having, if you raise over $2,500, they're having a special edition every year of, it's like a superhero jersey. This year, I think it's got a Spider-Man theme. It's coming out soon. So it's actually
Spider-Man
created.
Riding the Rondon bike.
They look pretty
or
fancy.
If you're doing the off-road cycling stuff, you probably might drive through a few cobwebs.
Yeah, if you see any of us riding in those jerseys, they are inspired by the kids. So last year we had Batman because little Brody, he is a huge Batman fan. So he helped create that superhero jersey.
Oh, it makes it fun too, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and those
gets
kids
more kids involved.
Absolutely.
As well as the adults.
And it is about the kids, and those kids are real life superheroes.
Okay. Mariam, we haven't got you to say very much there, but how are you feeling about this year?
Good, yeah. We've already raised like
$2,000. That's right.
So October hasn't even begun yet, so it should probably be.
So you've been logging those kilometres. Where do you actually log them? How can you authenticate what you've done? Because nobody's watching you, sort of thing.
Once you sign up, you create your own fundraising page. And then there's an app as well, a GCC Great Cycle Challenge app that you can download for free as well. Or people use their Strava apps that's linked. And then you just, every time you log your rides, you record your kilometers. And also the funds raised, you'll see there. You can add blog posts, photos, maps of the images. It's a pretty nice app to use and very easy.
Very easy. We want to make it
you
easy.
You can do
for
it,
you.
Denise.
So. And it's all October. I just have to get my bike out of the shed. Can you do it on an exercise bike?
Yes. Yes. No escape
really?
For you. Yes. They have the normal cycle challenge. And there's a spin bike challenge that you are more than welcome to join.
A spin bike. Now, that sounds more my cup of tea. Spin bike. Yeah.
Spin bike challenge.
All right. I'll talk to you more about that off air. Thank you so much for coming onto the program today.
Absolute pleasure.
It's great to
Thank
see you.
You
again. I wish you all the very best in raising phenomenal amounts of money for this year.
Thank you.
Because you've still got a ways to go, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, do you have a goal of what you want to raise?
At the moment, I have it we have it set for 2,500, but
hopefully
we're going over the $3,000 again.
Okay.
As in the previous years, that would be wonderful.
Okay. That's terrific. Thanks again for being on the program, Mariam and Tanya. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to your local station, 88.6 Plenty Valley FM. And we're just talking to Tanya Kabutsa and Mariam, her daughter, regarding the Great Cycle Challenge. And if you want to be involved in this fantastic cause to fight kids' cancer, also get yourself a bit fit as well and raise money for a good cause, go to www.greatcyclechallenge.com.au. You're listening to your local station, 88.6 Plenty Valley FM.